Okay, my great pleasure now to be with Nora Poggi, a film producer who has a very special event happening on Tuesday at Endicott College. And Nora, first of all, thank you for agreeing to see me. And let me get a little bit of background about yourself as to who you are and how you got here.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I am from France. I was raised in Paris, born and raised in Paris. And
wait a minute. No, you don't have any act. How'd that happen? What?
Well, I've been in the U.S. for 5 years, and I've been studying English for a long time, and I was watching a lot of TV shows. Trust me, that helps.
Okay. Yep.
That helps. And I practiced because I just loved the language.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved to America 5.5 years ago to San Francisco. I was working for a French tech company, and that's how I got to San Francisco. And I just moved to Brooklyn last week.
To Brooklyn, okay.
Yeah.
We just went over the GW Bridge going down to Philadelphia a couple of weeks ago. A lot of fun. Well, anyway, what did you back in France? What did you study in school? I don't remember how that goes in Europe, but were there specific subjects that you get into, either technological or arts or the whole shebang?
Well, so interestingly enough, I did not study much that was related to what I'm doing now. So I'm a big advocate for, you know, school doesn't determine the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. I went to a top school, Sciences Po. I was studying political science, and then I majored in communication for my master's. I thought I was going to do research. I always was passionate about filmmaking, and I just thought it, you know, could never be a career because it sounded too far-fetched. And then when I moved to Silicon Valley, I also didn't know anything about tech. And I ended up, you know, being an intern at this tech company, and I learned kind of things as I was going. Mm-hmm. And that's when I moved to America that I realized actually I could do more. And then I started doing film production and journalism, which were the things I was really interested in, and ended up, you know, creating my own documentary.
Film production and journalism. So you learned the craft first, and then you struck out on your own sort of thing. Is this your first creative venture?
Yeah, so I was working for this tech company where I was doing PR and communication, and at the same time learning a lot about the tech industry. And then at the same time, I started doing kind of journalism on the side, kind of volunteering for, you know, newspapers and stuff like that, because I really was passionate about that. And I ended up kind of focusing more on that. And I did a lot of interviews on my own. I went to tons of tech conferences and had, you know, credentials and interviewed people and created that kind of network on my own. And then ended up working on the film, but the film was really my first feature film.
Okay. You drink a lot of coffee?
No, I don't, actually. I don't drink any coffee.
So where do you get your energy?
I don't know. I'm passionate about it.
Okay.
And I wanted to mention the film is really a two-women show. My co-founder in CSIAID, who's the co-director, co-producer, was also having a similar background. She was a journalist at from Columbia J School, and she was in Silicon Valley covering the tech industry, and she was doing film production on the side, too. She was interning for film production companies. So we both had a similar background, and then this was our first venture.
Well, Deirdre mentioned female entrepreneurship, and she hated to put the adjective female in front of it, mm-hmm. and I get that. So explain to me a little bit about this project, what the germ of it, how it got started, and then what it is.
Yeah, so actually the film is about women entrepreneurs in the sense that we really wanted to shine a light on women in this industry that is so male-dominated. You know, that less, I think, that 10% of high-growth firms are founded by women, and 95% of venture capitalists are male. So they control the majority of the money that goes into startups, and women are not really at all represented in all those high-growth firms that really shape our innovation, that really shape our economy and all those things. So the turning point for us is when we went to the Women 2.0 conference in 2013 in San Francisco that was putting on stage women entrepreneurs that were really successful that we had never heard of. So it was kind of this idea of what if we highlighted for once women who are in this space and not the Mark Zuckerbergs and the Bill Gates of the world. So it started with that idea of inspiring other women to get started in this field. And we ended up following five young women, but two main specifically characters for 2 years. Through all the ups and downs of their startup journey, the fundraising, the pitching, the family stuff, the everything. So imagine kind of the behind the scenes of Shark Tank.
So how much research goes into this, and how many hours of film or video do you get?
We film for 2.5 years, you know, got hundreds of hours of footage, and we edited for a good year mm-hmm. with an editor. We hired a team with, for everything, and it's a lot of footage. And so we had, you know, to write the film in the editing room, really had so many different test screenings and so many different versions of the film that you put together until you land on the right one.
Wow. So how does this film, how does it get noticed? How does it get out? I know that you're showing at Endicott College, and how else does it get marketed?
So we premiered at the Mill Valley Film Festival in California, which is a top film festival in California, in October 8, 2016. So it was a few months ago. And we're doing hybrid distribution. So part of it is direct distribution through screenings at corporations, universities, schools, conferences, women in business groups, all of that, where we go in, or even if I'm not there, we screen the film in all those communities. And then we're also going to be hopefully online within, I don't know, the next year.
What's the biggest thing you learned from all of this, either from what you learned from the people you were following or the process itself?
I mean, a film is pretty much like a startup. So anyone interested in filmmaking, it is a startup. You have to raise funds, pitch your product, create it, have a team, put it out, market it. So everything, you know, that we saw these women doing, and we thought, oh, we're going to be remote observers. But no, little by little, our lives really started resembling the ones on screen, which we did not necessarily expect. But it's the greatest goal of all.
And we should mention the name of the film.
So the film is called She Started It. It's a documentary on entrepreneurs, and the website is shestartedfilm.com.
Excellent. I got to take a look at that. Okay, the other thing that fascinates the bozo out of me is it says in your thing that Aaron sent me, a noted TED Talk speaker, and I go to TED Talks all the time. Mm-hmm. What have you done with TED Talks?
I mean, so it was a TEDx talk in Barcelona, and it was around women, women entrepreneurship and women leadership, and it was amazing. I mean, it was a life-changing experience. I met so many awesome women, really strong, powerful women there, and that camaraderie or sisterhood was amazing. And then just getting that experience of, we practiced a lot. There's a whole lots of guidelines, and we had to really practice mm-hmm. for 2 days and then speak in front of, you know, 1,000 people. And yeah. It was the scariest I've been and then the most excited I've
yeah.
been.
Oh, wow. And a good reaction, obviously. Yeah. You know, something you can take and say, okay, I'm proud of that, but I learned something from that too.
Yeah, I mean, I learned that you have to practice a lot and then really connect with your audience. I think when I got on stage, I was so worried. I was like, I'm going to forget everything. I'm just panicking. Yeah. And then I started with what I had remembered, and then seeing people, you connect, and then you're like, okay, I'm talking to people, just talking, conversation.
All right, finally, I don't want to jinx anything, but how far does this She Started It take you in your career, and then what comes after that? What do you envision in the future?
Well, we'll see, but I would really like to keep doing documentary work and film work around, you know, social justice and women empowerment and entrepreneurship. So would love to do a documentary series and maybe a fiction series around women entrepreneurs in different cities, different countries, different businesses, yeah.
And you're comfortable now in Brooklyn?
Yeah, it's great. I love
okay.
it.
All right, Nora, anything else you'd like to mention?
Watch the film. If you can, host a screening. Anyone can host a screening. She Started Film.com.